Auburn may have had their biggest success in the portal yesterday, and it wasn't even a new addition.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we're ready to get after it. Happy Wednesday. We are going to talk about portal. Surprise, surprise. We're going to talk about the portal. Auburn had their biggest success, maybe their biggest success yesterday in the portal, and it wasn't even adding a new player. And we'll talk about the details around that. Another offensive tackle added to the roster, added like 20 minutes after we recorded yesterday morning. And then who's next? Who's on the list? Who could possibly pop next? We're going to talk about all that today here shortly. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. You got two coupon codes to use. You got coupon code next round for a 50% deposit bonus that you can use anywhere in the sportsbook, casino, whatever. And then you have TNR Casino, which is a 300% deposit bonus in the casino. So whatever you deposit, multiply it by three, you get that to play with in the casino. Take those winnings, hit that sports book, bet any way you can imagine. Easy deposits, easy withdrawals. It's mybookie.ag. I've said it twice already, but Auburn has a huge success last night. Whenever you're shortly before the basketball game tipped off, Auburn ends up saving their one of their top 100 players from the 2024 class, Amaris Williams, from going into the portal. That was one of the ones that, you know, of all the guys that have gone into the portal, that was one where you were like, dang, that's a loss. That hurts. That one makes you mad. That one makes you sad. That one gives you all the negative emotions. And typically, man, kids, when they go in the portal, they're gone. A lot of times they have already made up their mind. And I think in this situation, Amaris was homesick, coupled with the fact that UNC just hired maybe the greatest, one of the greatest NFL coaches of all time, and Bill Belichick. I can go home and I can play for a defensive genius. I think all of those things were really weighing on him. He goes into the portal for a couple of days and then announces last night he's out. He's coming back to Auburn, and I think that's big for a number of reasons. There's really two kinds of wins that guys are having in the portal, and most of them are – some of them are perception wins, and some of them are actual, like, roster wins, like you're winning – making your roster better. This is both. This is both. From the perception standpoint, with the way the season played out last year, the biggest goals were retain the roster, keep this 2024 class that's on the roster, keep them intact, and keep your commits intact. If you're selling hope, that should be a signal that it's headed in the right direction. If you're selling hope and you're building a vision and building for the future, well, you got to keep the building blocks in place. So from a perception standpoint, if you start losing multiple kids out of that 2024 class, it's like, okay, well then what's the upside here? What are we looking at? What's the bonus? What is the goal here? We're not retaining the players that we've been told are the building blocks of the future, the cornerstones of the future. They're not here anymore, and we're not getting commits. Well, this was a big win in that department. Not only was it a big win in that department, but Amaris is a freak. He's a freak of nature, and he's going to play next year. He's going to play a lot. So that would have been a huge hit on the defensive line room, because he's a big part of the plan in 2025. He's listed as an edge, but he's really more of like a Keldrick Falk type player, Philip Bleedy. those type guys. He's going to be on the, you know, the interior. He will be a pass rushing threat, but he's going to be more of a, you know, sort of one of those do-it-all disruptive defensive linemen versus a stand-up outside edge, I believe. I think there's going to be some other options there. I think he'll have some a chance to I think I have a chance to play early and often next year. And I'm fired up that they were able to do whatever they had to do to be able to keep him. And I think it sends a message to, we talked about it a little bit I think it goes up today, the top Locked On Auburn podcast, but Auburn's competitive in NIL, in the NIL space. Don't get me wrong. Okay. They're very competitive. I think that the word's kind of out that Auburn is competitive and that, hey, that's a place that's here to play. I think there's On to Victory does a really good job. Everybody involved with the collective does a really good job. Auburn's very competitive in the NIL space. Okay. But they're not the top NIL. They're not the top NIL program. I mean, you can just look around. You got teams like Oregon and Texas and Ohio State, and gosh, you got folks just unloading dump truck loads of cash to get kids. So, like, Auburn's not, when people say, oh, they're only staying because of money, or they're only doing this because of money, that's just not true, because they could get a lot more money elsewhere. Okay. Again, Auburn's competitive, Auburn's up there, and they're not going to pay kids under their market value, but there's a lot of teams that are paying over market value for a lot of key positions. And this would be one of them. Defensive line would be one of them, especially a top 100 player who has the physical gifts that Amaris does. So there's something deeper building, I think. And it could be just me booging a little bit, but I think it sends a message. I think that it sends it says, hey, you know, there's something, these kids are staying. You know, 5-7 is typically a caution light to, hey, let's go find somewhere else to play. I think that is typically the signal of let's start fleeing left and right. Let's empty the ship. I think you saw that a little bit at Florida until they really reeled it in this past year and decided, hey, we're not going to play this. We're not going to play this, talk about firing our coach every single week. We're going to lock in, and they're doing a really good job. They closed pretty strong in recruiting, and I think they're probably going to do fairly decent in the portal as well. And I think the good thing is, you know, there's some outliers. There's some fans and things like that that, you know, are extreme. But for the most part, the people that matter are still really aligned behind Hugh Freeze. And I think this is a very good example of that, being able to keep this whole class intact for the most part. I mean, you did lose TJ Lindsey, but honestly, that may be the only one. That may be one of the only ones you lose out of that class. You're just doing really, really well maintaining and keeping those guys locked in. And I just think that says a lot for the future, on top of adding a bunch of really good players from the portal. So there's definitely something going on in Auburn, and hopefully it can translate into wins sooner rather than later, so you can kind of keep the momentum going and keep this thing building. Auburn did have a big commitment yesterday. It wasn't just saving guys. They added a guy to the roster too, a very important player. On top of that, and we're going to talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Go to retirementresults.com/plan and get your custom portfolio analysis. We're not talking about a PowerPoint presentation. We're not talking about a little pamphlet. We're talking about diving in, digging into what you have going on, and building something out that fits your needs and where you want to go. Help you stretch your dollar as far as you possibly can stretch it, as well as being efficient and making sure you're not wasting your money away on just crazy fees. So check him out, retirementresults.com/plan. Again, tell him War Eagle, tell him we sent you. That's Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Auburn adds literally like 30 minutes after I recorded. I was like, dang, man, by the time we talk about this, this is going to be old news. Mason Murphy, offensive tackle from USC, Again, man, if you could have waited like 30 more minutes, I probably could have had talked about it as breaking news on the show, but it is what it is. We're going to talk about it right now. You got the starting right tackle at USC. You've now added two Power Five offensive tackles to the room. You walked in, you went into this portal, and I know quarterback was a big issue, was a big point of contention. Hey, you got to get a quarterback. That's goal number one. Goal number 1B was, it didn't matter who the quarterback was. If you didn't fix the offensive tackle issue with Xavien Miller graduating, who's a pretty solid right tackle, the left tackle's been in flux. You'd have nobody coming. You'd have nobody stepping up with experience. You got to find a lockdown left tackle, and you need to find a right tackle, too, that can, if either A, start, or B, be a part of that competition for right tackle and give you multiple options. Well, you just added two starters. You added two starters to the line. It's pretty fun. It's pretty fun. I don't think the plan really, the plan's always to get the two best you can, but I don't think the thought was that you would be able to get two starters. You probably were going to get one. You're going to do all you could to get the best left tackle you possibly could. And I think they did that. Yeah, and I think you thought you would kind of see what was out there at right tackle and get the best available. Well, it turns out that one of the best available was another starter at a Power Five school, which is just it's awesome. It's awesome to be able to add that guy to the roster. He's played so many snaps. He played the most snaps of anybody on USC's team, offense or defense, last year. You're going to hear a lot of USC guys pooping on him, okay? But, hey, he played 817 snaps. Why wasn't there anybody else that you could go to? That's your only option. So he was so bad, you let him play the most snaps on the whole team. Again, I go back to last year. If you remember, Alabama was playing, Alabama's center, Seth McLaughlin, I believe is his name, went into the portal, and he was their starter. And typically this is what happens when starters go into the portal, is the team they're leaving pretty much dumps on them. Oh, he's the reason Alabama struggled. He's this. He's that. He's awful. Son of a gun goes to Ohio State and wins the Remington Award. So maybe he wasn't quite as bad as it was being made out to be. I think you may have a similar situation here, a little bit of sour grapes. I think he did struggle because USC struggled. They were terrible. There was one game he had to play left tackle against Michigan, I believe is when he had to slide over a position he's not used to playing. But that was again, there you go. You had an injury. Who do you move to left tackle? You don't bring anybody else in. You take Mason Murphy and put him over there. Big Murph. Again, most snaps on the whole dadgum roster, offense or defense. I think that changes plans a little bit on how you continue to fill this offensive line out. I think you thought, starter at right tackle, the best one you can – I mean, left tackle, best one you can get, got it. See what you got at right tackle, get the best available, check. Just so happens that the best available was a starter. And then maybe you get a big-time interior guard that's a starting guard. Well, just so happens that Jeremiah Wright and Dylan Wade are both wanting to come back now. So that changes – your thoughts. You really thought you'd probably land Wendell Moe Jr. from Arizona as a bona fide interior starter. But hey, now you don't necessarily have that need for a 1 year bona fide interior starter. So what do you do? I think what they'll do now is shift all their focus to Josh Thompson from Northwestern, who is a swing type player, a guy that can play guard or tackle. He could challenge for the right tackle snaps, or he could challenge for guard snaps, or he could jump in a pinch. If there's an injury, somebody gets dinged up, play a little bit of both. He decides at the end of the month. But again, you had so much success early that, we're way ahead of where we even expected to be on the offensive line. I think this is just a huge addition, and I'm fired up. I'm fired up to see a plan put into action, executed, and be successful. That's fun. That's fun to watch. It's fun to watch this team, this staff work the portal, because it's very clear that they have a plan. And then it's fun to watch that plan materialize, and then they end up closing it. I guess every single time so far. They haven't missed. The only quote unquote maybe miss you could say, which I don't even think is a miss, was I think they really maybe had the Jacksonville State safety valued a little bit higher than maybe Tay Seymour. But I think they made an educated decision to go with Tay Seymour at safety just because, hey, maybe there's not that much of a gap between the two. And, hey, it may help here with Eric Singleton. And if it helps with the best player in the portal, you might as well, you know, pull the trigger there. So, again, they've targeted folks. They've got them in, and they've got them on the board. And Mason Murphy is another example of that. So you've got several signees so far out of the portal. I know everybody's wondering who's next. Is this train stopping anytime soon? And I don't think it is. I think it continues maybe even today. Auburn's got has a needed linebacker, and they're bringing in he was a freshman this past season. So he's another young guy, but Xavier Atkins from LSU. He was a four-star linebacker out of high school, and he visits today. And I think Auburn feels really good about him being added to this already very talented room. He didn't play a ton last year. He got some pretty good snaps, but unreal speed, unreal closing speed. He's a smaller linebacker. When I say smaller, I'm just saying he's not 230, 240 pounds. He's probably going to be somewhere around like 210, 215, but he's an absolute missile. He can fly. He's visiting right now. And I think this is the reason that Phoenix Jackson was told, let's pump the brakes a little bit on the commitment. You know, Phoenix Jackson committed like 5 minutes after the portal opened, and Auburn's like, whoa, let's at least get you here on a visit. Let's see how this whole thing plays out. He came in on a visit, loved it. I think he wanted to be at Auburn, and it turned out that I think this guy popped up on the radar, and they're very similar players. And it's like, let's see if we can, let's see what we got here. Let's see what we got here with Xavier, and we can maybe add him to the room. And I think maybe you're trending in that direction for his visit today. You do have a young room. I still think you may need an older guy, a Dorian Maiusi, who doesn't mind the competition. You know, he ended up being a starter by the end of the year. Maybe you can find somebody like that that's been around football a lot, because you have a super – this is a theme. Super talented almost across the board, just young. Mega talented, just young. Need just a little bit ahead of them in experience. Xavier Atkins is another one of those super talented kids, downhill, just – I'm telling you, search this dude's huddle. Look him up. Do Xavier Atkins huddle and watch his high school film. He's a missile. Again, you got all these young guys, need a little bit of maybe some older guidance. I'd be curious to see if Auburn's waiting for somebody to maybe portal after a bowl game or after playoffs or something like that, because there's just really not a lot of names there at linebacker, and it feels like you need at least one more. But yeah, I think that's definitely one to put on your radar, definitely one to watch. And then, hey man, you got the big one. And I think maybe later today or Thursday, once he concludes his Texas visit, you could have an announcement from Eric Singleton Jr. And I think Auburn's in a great spot. I think the vast majority of the staff, I think the vast majority of people around the program feel very, very confident. I think there's a mega connection with Kenyatta Watson. There is supreme confidence there, which Kenyatta Watson doesn't lack confidence in anything, but we've seen what he can do on the trail when he sinks his hooks in. And I think he may have his hooks in here on Eric Singleton Jr. And we've talked about him every week, but he's electric, man. He's electric, and the what he could bring to this wide receiver room just makes a a lot of opportunities for excitement, a lot of opportunities for big plays. He's a very, very good player. So he could be somebody else that could be on watch list, pop list soon. So still, man, still got several spots to fill. You've had a few unexpected, some surprise portal entries that maybe you weren't prepared for, that maybe makes you have to bring in a couple of extra guys. So we'll see how many spots Auburn actually fills over the next, month or so. But I don't think it's many, but you've lost some. So you got to replace those. So we'll see exactly what that number shakes out to be. But, man, the fun just keeps going, and I think it's probably going to keep going again today. So, guys, I really appreciate it. When it happens, we will be talking about it. So enjoy the rest of the day. Enjoy the rest of the portal. And hopefully, you know, Auburn's not out of the woods on possible kids jumping in. So you got to stay on your toes. Don't get too excited, because you could have an Amaris Williams situation. But, hey, remember this. Even if you do have one of those, it doesn't mean they're gone for good. So if Auburn wants them, there's a pretty good chance they can probably get them back. So let's see what happens. Guys, I really appreciate you listening. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. You know we're going to be back every single day. You're going to have a little barn takeover maybe tomorrow. That'd be fun. We'll catch you again. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening. And drive home safely.